and Jules. This is the Nick and Jules podcast.
Employ your own disability support workers without the admin hassle. Visit carersolutions.com.au.
Hello, it's Nick and Jules with M and no Jules. In today's podcast, we go live with Jules.
Live, so every time someone listens to the podcast,
she's got to be on your toes, Jules, because my goodness, we are going to be really just exhausting your international credit there, taking advantage of it. It's a brand new week. Hello, welcome to the podcast. Welcome to the show. I lost my soccer semi-final yesterday, and now I find myself with lots of time on my hand.
On your one hand?
It's the one. Well, you know, and even in soccer terms, you're really not supposed to use either just one.
No hands.
They prefer you to use neither.
That's a whole thing, isn't it?
All of a sudden, I now get my entire Sundays back, which is kind of nice, and a couple
Thursdays,
nights a week, and Tuesdays.
All the tea days, you got them back?
Yeah. And Sunday with its silent tea.
Sunday.
Sunday. It's got two.
Sunt day is such a harsh word.
Sunt
day.
Well, that's probably why when they were workshopping names.
they didn't go with
like,
that.
I reckon we're going to not say that one.
Well, that's exciting. What are you going to do with all your free time?
Mate, I have no idea, honestly. This week I'm probably going to try and get some like normal sleeping hours back because soccer blows out my schedule in a weird way. Mm-hmm. I have like a weird hibernation nap in the middle of the day that makes me feel awful.
Yeah.
But it's kind of unfortunate necessity of just like giving the body the rest.
Mm-hmm.
And then, don't know, Sunday, maybe I'll take up a new hobby.
That could be really fun. And also the weather is becoming much nicer. So
yes.
I feel like now's the time
to be
take up kite flying or something.
Kite flying?
Why not? It's a mindful activity.
I think it would. That is going to be the most whimsical activity you can do. Kite flying?
Fossicling. Fossicking is also whimsical.
Fossicking's not whimsical at
all. It isn't?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
Fossicking feels like dingy.
Okay.
Because when I think of fossicking, I think of like old prospector miners who were just there going like, gonna get me some gold.
What was the describing word again?
Whimsy.
Whimsical.
Whimsical.
Whimsical. Ooh. What about some kind of woodwind instrument? That's quite whimsical.
One up. I would agree if I took up the pan flute.
Pretty whimsical.
Very whimsical.
I don't know if whimsical is what you're aiming for, but so far that's what we've got.
Yeah, fill your days with whimsy. Why would you not? I think it's a nice way to live life.
Certainly.
So I got time. If you got suggestions, of course, everyone can give them to me. What I'm going to do, because otherwise it's going to be not a lot.
I just gave you two, so.
Well, ones that don't have to, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to include whimsy. Obviously, that'd be the preference.
Okay.
You know, I'm not a madman. I want whimsy in my life.
But, yeah. What about painting?
Oh, no. I can't paint.
You can't? You can't? Or you don't like to?
I choose not to because it has negative feelings for me.
Really? Why?
I won't talk about it.
Oh, really?
Not on the podcast.
Really?
Well, it's not that bad. I just would rather not talk about it.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I just, you know.
My favorite part of working with you for this small amount of time, you know, it's been 3 weeks now. We're coming to the fourth week. My favorite part is when I hit a nerve that I'm not allowed. I feel like it's like, you know, in a museum when someone's like trying to like steal the portrait that's, you know, the most valuable and they've got to go through the laser things.
Yeah.
It's pretty fun for me every now and then to be like, oh, hit a laser.
A laser. I'll say this is a pretty new laser. This is a laser I decided as of the last couple of days.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's interesting that I fell on it.
Yeah.
You know?
Interesting. Yeah. Well, I'll explain what the laser is after this. And you'll be like, oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
I think it's not a massive laser, but it's just like, you know, a common theme in the podcast.
Okay.
So, you know, the podcast is going to be coming, it's going to become new and it's going to be refocused.
Oh.
A better podcast moving forward.
Okay.
I think so.
So, but right now we're still in the dodgy podcast stage.
Oh, no. This is, I mean, I guess I have to signal the new era, if you will.
Okay. We're in it.
We're in the new era.
Okay. I'm happy
you
with
know
that.
What? We've come back from the end of the season and, you know, we've killed off some of the main characters.
Okay.
But the new characters, you can love them.
Awesome. Well, can I introduce you to a new character?
Go for it.
Who I met over the weekend. I didn't actually necessarily meet her, but I saw this lady and I thought to myself, by goodness, I want to be you when I'm older.
Yeah, right.
So we were in, my mum and I were in this jazz bar in Yass. I took my mum to Yass for the weekend. It was her birthday last Wednesday. Happy birthday, Entrez. And she's not listening. But, you know, if you know
her. Does your mum know how to podcast?
She doesn't know how to podcast.
She's aware of them.
She certainly listens to like all the, actually, she probably does listen to this podcast. She's my biggest fan.
That's nice.
So she can't get enough of my voice, which is very interesting.
Wow. Leave it alone, mum. Desperado? Make me go to Yass with you, then all of a sudden you can't. It's like,
no, it was lovely. She's great. I love her a lot. And we were in Yass and we went to this jazz bar called Yaz Bar because it's a jazz bar in Yaz, which you think is bad.
It's almost clever, but not. It doesn't really quite get there.
It's an almost pun.
You can see what they tried to do and you go, I guess that's, you know, you did what you had the resources for, didn't you?
Exactly. But there was this table of four people and they were all probably around 65, 70. And there was a woman and a man. They were a married couple. Mm. And then I think another couple, but I'm not sure. TBC on the second couple, but certainly the first couple married, right? Mm. And the woman.
How'd you know they were married?
Because they were both wearing wedding rings and
they. Could have been two individually married people?
Well, I suppose, but I've got a pretty good.
Yas is pretty romantic. You'd only take your butt there.
I've got a pretty good, you know, grasp on these situations. I do a lot of people watching, so I'm pretty. I've got, you know, it down to a fine art, really.
Yeah, you're observant, yeah.
Yes. And so this couple were just kind of sitting there. He looked quite, you know, he could have been a lawyer, a retired lawyer, but someone that was interested in the arts. And she was certainly some boss person. Like whatever she did in her life, she was a boss, right?
A manager / CEO type.
Yeah, but even more than a manager, like CEO vibes, certainly just strong, independent woman, didn't need the marriage, but kind of enjoyed it enough that she got married, right? And she just had this aura about her. And I was like, she was a little bit mean. So there was this one instance, right, where the guy that was playing the piano, the jazz piano, came over to their table. He must have known them. And he was like, oh, like, hey, you know, are you enjoying it? And she's like, sorry, we're in the middle of a story. I'm going to hear the rest of this story, right? And that was really rude. And I was like, oh, that was a bit rude. But aside from that one moment,
I could even see that being not as rude if done in the right tone and with the right energy, but it seems unlikely.
Yeah.
From what you've witnessed, that was the case.
Well, he just, the jazz, this is also why it was interesting because they were sitting at a table before, the jazz musician came over standing up like, hey, are you guys enjoying the set? She said, hey, actually, I'm in the middle of a story, so we're going to finish the story. He then sat on a chair to the side and just waited patiently.
Oh, that's really weird.
Yes!
Mate, she's giving you the brush off. Get out of there.
But then they did end up speaking later. Like, they did end up having conversations. There was also the singer, the jazz singer. She came over and chatted to them as well. And, like, I don't know, there was something about this lady. She just had this aura about her. And I was like, damn.
Do you think there was the potential that they knew each other?
The jazz singers and the... Oh, yeah, they definitely knew each other.
Yeah, okay, that's the only way that excuses the rudeness, I think, to some degree.
Right, because they're, like, so chummy that it doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm actually just listening. And maybe the other couple or potential couple were, like, not as intertwined. So it was like, oh, this guy's actually speaking, so I want to hear his story. I can talk to you anytime.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
How interesting.
Yeah, but I liked her vibe a lot.
You wanted her energy.
Although a couple of times I smiled at her and she did not smile back at me.
Then
in my mind I go, she knows I'm not badass enough to smile back at.
Women don't have to smile at you. They don't owe it to you.
I just think that would look prettier if they smiled more. That's all I'm saying.
How old? Because I'm imagining a very specific type of woman at the moment.
She was probably like 65, 67.
Okay, recent retiree.
Yeah, like she wasn't as old as her husband.
What's she doing in Yas?
I think she lives there. She gave me the vibe that she lives there.
What are the citizens of Yas called?
Yas Queens.
Yeah, I don't know. What would they be called?
I just told you.
No, okay. Hypothetically, I make up another name for
Yasonians.
Me. Yasonians. The Yasnians?
The Yassers. Yasonites.
That might be actually, that feels...
Yasonites?
Know, maybe.
Yasonians.
Yassholes?
Yassiders. Yassholes. Yassiders? Like ciders? Like Sydney ciders?
Yas ciders. Yas ciders.
and they're always up for a cider.
Do you think that they are sick of hearing their town pronounced like that? With that inflection?
Yas.
Yas. Yeah.
Oh, certainly.
Absolutely.
Certainly.
Yeah, all right. Well,
but it's Yas. It's not even Yas. It's Yas.
No, I know, but yeah, I mean, there's so many versions of like them not saying it correctly that they would be hearing.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Yas.
Shout out to Yas.
Now I don't even know what's the right way to say it. I've said it that many times. The words have lost all meaning. That's the podcast. Okay, jumping into the best bits that you might have missed from today's show. We go live to Jules, as we said.
Anything could happen.
So keep it within business hours. Listen listen to this podcast within business hours, please.
For Jules' that would be sake. Ideal. And European business hours. So just really late at night or early in the morning.
So
would
you
be
will
ideal.
need to go and check out what country she's in to know the time zones.
Yes.
I think all of Europe is on a similar time zone.
No idea.
Well, there's 1,000 countries. Chances are there's gonna be some similar crossovers. All right, we'll see you soon.
Speaking of bangers, I want to write one for TV about my grandma.
All right, here we go. Already a stretch, isn't it?
No, honestly, so as you know, I'm staying with my grandma at the moment, and I honestly think so much happens, which is like so mundane, but just so entertaining.
All right, well, I agree with the first half of that.
Okay, the mundane part.
Yeah, and it's up to us as to whether or not it's entertaining.
So I'm going to pitch you this, right? We're just going to, it's going to be set in my grandma's house.
Right.
Okay. Or a set that looks like it.
So far, exhilarating. Traditionally, the peak of, adrenaline.
Well, the two main characters are going to be my grandma and her best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Let's call her Ida because that's her name. And so it's Goonie and Ida.
Goonie and Ida.
Yeah.
All right.
These are the two main MVPs of the show. And I basically saw a scene in my head the other day because it was happening. And I was like, wow,
saw a scene in your head because it was happening.
Anyway.
So far, if this is the pitch meeting, it's going horrifically.
Well, let me just say, like, the scenes would be such as this, right? So Ida and Goonie sitting on their recliners.
Right.
Yeah. And they're talking. And in this scene, the grandchild, me, is there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And Ida tells this story and she's like, oh, you know, Goonie and Em, the other day I went to the physio and, you know, I'm getting older now. They're in their 80s, getting older now. And so physio said, oh, you know, get on the bed, love. But it was too high. I couldn't get onto the bed.
Right.
So I was like, what do I do? And the physio lifted me up and put me on the bed.
Strong physio.
Yeah. But as he was doing that, I passed wind.
Human whoopee cushion.
Which is so hilarious on so many levels because had she just used the word fart, I feel like it would have been so much funnier. Like, oh, the physio picked me up and I farted. I would have lost it, right? But the fact that she said past wind and then, like, she made herself laugh so much. I was like, this is amazing. I need to pitch this.
You know, get people to talk and get this show made.
Yeah.
Problem from a copyright standpoint, mm-hmm. I haven't seen much of the show, but is this not loosely the plot of Golden Girls, where it's just a bunch of old women getting up to funny hijinks and like telling funny stories whilst not doing anything?
You know what, Nick? I think you've got me there.
Also, just tell us the fart story next time. That's way better than any of this nonsense.
But last night I've seen an ad that I'm like, I don't understand. I honestly thought I might be having a stroke or like maybe I was asleep and it was a dream.
Okay.
But this ad actually played on live to free-to-air TV last night, and I need to unpack it with you because I'm like, I don't understand. Watching ads, all of a sudden, a DVD box set pops up. Firstly, DVDs. No one has a DVD player. Secondly,
who's buying DVDs still?
Who's buying DVDs? The DVD box set was of
Wow.
The Saddle Club.
What a throwback.
I was so confused. As I said, DVDs, they're literally redundant.
Thing of the past,
even,
really.
Even my grandma doesn't have a DVD player. They had every episode of The Saddle Club. So it was like a five set box set of The Saddle Club. $79.
$79 for a, well, for the people that I guess younger listeners wouldn't know, but The Saddle Club, what, early 2000s show about a bunch of girls who rode horses and
we're in a saddle club.
Do they fight crime? Generally, no, do they uncover mysteries?
No, no. I think you're getting it confused with that book series. Not Nancy Drew, but the other one.
Oh, the Babysitter's Club.
Yeah, that's it. The Babysitter's Club.
The other club.
Yeah, it was the other club.
The Babysitters would have been doing the horse thing, but they couldn't afford it.
Exactly. The Saddle Club, they just kind of like had horsey drama.
Yeah. What a time. What a show.
Okay, so here are my thoughts. Like, it's a great show, right?
Oh, look, a staple of many Australian childhoods.
100%. A couple of the main characters were actually Canadian. We didn't even realise.
Who's to say? They did the accent bang up.
They didn't do the accent. They didn't even try.
Oh, no. Okay. I've clearly blacked it out of my mind.
But $79, this is in primetime TV, mind you. We were watching like the 7 o'clock news or something.
Wow.
And they're advertising a box set of DVDs.
For the Saddle Club.
For $79.
It's not even a great deal.
I only bought one because $79 is not that good.
Letters from Jules.
Dear Diary.
What did young Jules write back in the day?
By this point, you know that it's not letters from Jules. It's postcards from Jules. And it's not what she write back in the day. It's what she's telling us right now from the other side of the world. As I do all the T's and C's may apply to that opener, I realise we should just get a new one made up. But we don't have
too
time. Doesn't matter because we're going live to Europe with Jules. Hello.
Ahoy, Nick and Em. Ahoy.
I'm not pirate.
Ahoy. It's apparently the way that they say hello and goodbye in the Czech Republic.
Wow, which is obviously where you are. I didn't realise it was like the pirate capital of Europe.
Yes. If you say me hearties after that, they look at you funny or they just speak to you in English, which I just probably started with in the first place. But yeah, I'm in Prague at the moment, which is pretty cool. I didn't realize how small it was. It's only a population of 1 million, but we've officially ticked off Italy. We said goodbye to that after a week.
Mm-hmm.
We enjoyed the luxurious gondolas of Venice.
Oh,
luxurious.
Was it a beautiful occasion? Was it lovely?
It was lovely, except our gondolier didn't speak to us for some reason, so I don't know why he had to be in his bonnet or whatever.
Oh, that's
don't know what we did wrong.
Maybe he just wanted you to have, you know, your own time with your group, with your friends, right?
No, we got asked at the end after our gondola ride, did your gondolier speak to you? And we said no. I said, oh, they always talk to the tourists, so we've done something wrong.
Yeah,
maybe we're
like,
supposed to tip it beforehand.
I feel like they also like sing to you sometimes as well, if you're lucky.
Isn't that supposed to be the point?
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
But evidently not, though.
I wish. No, but there was one guy who was taking a phone call while he was rowing a gondola opposite us.
I thought
that was very dangerous.
To be fair, they are like the taxis or the Ubers of Venice, and that is kind of what you've come to expect with those kind of things.
Jules, are they going fast enough to cause an accident? If you were to be, you know, texting it whilst gondoliering?
It's not the speed that's the concern. It's the narrowness of all the canals, and you think they're going to hit all the other boats and the taxi gondolas, which is like the fast from one end to the other.
Mm.
But no, they do pretty well. They're pretty experienced. I was also concerned today. We went to Salzburg and we climbed up all these mountains. We got on this incredibly huge bus in these really narrow roads to get up to Hitler's holiday house of all places.
Wow.
That was a bizarre experience. But the bus driver was texting while he was driving up the hills.
Wow, they must have some relaxed road laws over there.
They're just really good at multitasking. What was Hitler's holiday house like, Jules?
It was a bit eerie, but like,
I can't imagine.
Not huge. So apparently he was scared of height, so he didn't really look out the window much.
And it was at the top of a mountain.
Yeah.
Interesting
choice. Out the top of
the
mountain. Super foggy, couldn't see much, but the greenery was quite nice. The flowers nearby were kind of cool.
Right. Can see what he was after when he was looking for a holiday home.
Yeah.
All right. Before we let you go, Jules, where's next? Where are you stopping next after the Czech Republic?
Well, tonight we are heading off to a nightclub called Duplex, which opens at 10 p.m., guys.
I've been there, Jules. Go bookie.
Oh, my God. I'm terrified. After that, we head to Berlin and round things out with Amsterdam before heading home.
All right.
How fun.
We're going to receive a very weird, dusty, tripped out Jules next week. Can't wait for it, Jules.
Maybe. All right.
Enjoy the rest of Prague. Enjoy Czech Republic. Enjoy Berlin. We'll speak to you next week.
See you soon. Ahoy!
In light of me watching what I say is the worst movie of all time, we have been asking you what your... Well, we are asking you what your least favourite movie is. What's the worst movie you've ever seen?
Yeah, yours was Choose Love, some Choose Your Own Adventure story.
When you put it like that, you know, I shouldn't have watched it in the first place. I knew it was going to be bad.
Do you ever think that whenever they make a bad movie, I go, did no one figure out this was crap when they were editing it or putting it together?
I was asking myself that the whole time. I was like, did the director actually think this was good acting?
Who's
surely not.
All right. If you give us a call, anyone who gets to air this week is going to go on the shortlist to score tickets to Friday's Live. Of course, massive. Massive concert with the likes of Jason Derulo, Kelly Rand, many more. If you want to score yourself a free pass, you've just got to give us a call this week and get on the show. Over to the phones right now from Bendigo. We've got Jim. Mate, what's the worst movie of all time?
Abduction.
Is it an alien-based movie?
No. Oh, no. It's about this guy that his father gets abducted and he's got to go and find him.
What makes it bad? Is it just boring or?
Yeah, it's pretty boring. And also, too, just the way that they are come across. Basically, they're, what's the word? Just their acting, basically.
They're bad at acting. Word is terrible. They're terrible at acting.
Yeah, yeah. It was the worst hour and a half of my life, basically.
Well, Jim, you've done a good public service and people can avoid abduction. Was there any, like, big stars in the movie?
Yeah, Taylor Walker, I think it was.
Right.
The Twilight Boy. All right.
The Twilight Boy, yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, good on him. Obviously, Twilight's are his better years. All right. Hey, Jim, thanks for the call, mate.
All good. You're welcome.
Hey, Jim's on that short list to score tickets to Friday's Live to Echuca right now. We've got Tammy. What's the worst movie?
Sharknado.
Oh.
Yes.
That's a classic bad one.
Basically, tornado sharks. It just doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, I think I might have seen the poster for it. If you don't mind explaining to everyone, Tammy, I mean, we can kind of assume that there's a shark-based tornado. How did the sharks get into the tornado?
I believe the tornado went over the ocean. I can't even remember. That's how bad it was. Like, I watched it years ago, and I just remember it being horrible, and I reckon they brought out a second, like, a Sharknado.
Yes. I think they did. I feel like it was just a writer's room where they went, what's the weirdest two things that we can put together?
What are people afraid of?
Yeah, and then they've gone, yeah, let's just put a shark and a tornado, and then they've gone, plot? Who needs it? We don't need a plot.
Oh, my God. Sorry, just to give everyone up to speed. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 7 Sharknados.
There you go.
That's too many Sharknados, Tammy.
Wow.
Too many.
All right. Apparently there's a massive desire for them out there. All right. We will avoid them, though, off the back of your recommendation. Tammy, thanks for giving us a buzz.
Thank you. Bye.
Nick and Jules. That was the Nick and Jules podcast. Employ your own disability support workers without the admin hassle. Visit caresolutions.com.au.